God bless you all wonderfully and marvelously. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to welcome you to this beautiful day. It's raining blessing. I say it's raining blessing. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it, even if our roof is leaking. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessing is falling. I say joy is falling. The floodgates of heavens are open to bring you peace and joy, to bring you blessings and increase in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Matthew Gospel, chapter 15, Matthew 15 and verse 10. Please listen and listen carefully. This is Jesus speaking, and he's called the multitude and said unto them, hear. Everybody say, hear. Come on, say it like you believe it. Hear and understand. That's what Jesus said. He said, hear. Can I hear you say, hear and understand? Say, my ear. Come on, touch your ears. Say, my ear. Open up and receive the word of God. My heart, open up and retain the word of God. My mouth, open up and speak the word of God. If you believe it, say amen. God is a God of examples. God shows us examples. Examples to follow. In every area of life. In the beginning, God created the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Holy Spirit moved. The Holy Spirit hovered. God took in the situation. And the next thing we see him do, what did he do? He spoke. And God said, let there be light. There was light. God brought order into the chaos of that time. He brought order. God did not like what he saw. So he changed what he saw by what he said. I'll say that again. God did not like what he saw. He didn't complain about what he saw. But he spoke and changed what he saw. Is somebody listening to me? Listen to the word of God. 1 John 4:17. Very interesting. I need the B part, but I will read the whole thing. 1 John 4:17. The Bible says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. So, the Bible is saying, as Jesus is, so are you in this world. Come on, somebody say with me. Say, as Jesus is. Okay, everybody say with me. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. Come on, say it like you believe it. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. Say it again like you believe it. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. The Bible said it. 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we in this world. Praise the Lord. There was nothing on this earth while Jesus walked the earth that made Jesus panic Today, everything that is making you panic, I command them to die a natural death now. The Bible says in John chapter 5, let me remind us, in Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our own image. They consulted, God consulted with himself. And God made you and I in his own image. Praise the Lord. Jesus walked this earth and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. He said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So he's saying, that same authority, I bestowed the same on you. I told us a few weeks ago, some people are paying for what they can get free. You know why? Because of ignorance. I told us before many times, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. The Bible says, Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of where? Your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. I don't want to rush and go ahead of myself because I'm so excited about this message. John 5:25, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. Now, when is the hour? When is it? He said, now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. How many sons and daughters of God are in the house? So he's saying, this is the time that those potential, those dead situations begin to hear your voice. This is not the time to keep silent anymore. Somebody say, I've endured enough. Somebody say, I've had enough. It's time for you to speak. Why? He says, and they that hear shall what? They shall live. When you speak, that dead potential must come to life. When? When? I say when? When will that situation come to life? He says now. Stop procrastinating your blessing. Stop procrastinating your breakthrough. You can break through before you enter 2016. And then you break through more and more when you enter 2016. The breakthrough you can enjoy from now, don't push it till tomorrow. Romans 4:17. I have a lot of scriptures to give you because preaching is the word of God, isn't it? Romans 4:17. The Bible says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not. How? Hello? He looked at Abraham, 99 years old man. He looked at Sarah, 90 year old woman, whose womb is totally weak. And God said, you are going to have a son. You are a father of many nations. You are a mother of many nations. He didn't say, maybe one day you will have a child. And he didn't say, well, I'm going to give you a child by surrogate. That's the world practice today, isn't it? Somebody wants to have a baby and they can't have a baby. Now they go and rent somebody's womb to have a baby. That's not your baby. That's not your baby. The mother of the baby knows her child and the child knows her mother. You understand what I'm trying to say? Today, many children are going to live in confusion. Blood is thicker than goods. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't rent womb. Speak. You have a womb. The womb is meant to carry a child. Hallelujah. God said, none shall be barren. So that is enough for you to speak to yourself every day. You look in the mirror, you finish your battle. Before you bath, you hold your womb. I am not barren, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. My womb is fruitful. My loin is fruitful. You declare it because the word of God says it. Let me tell you something. The day you are going to get pregnant by your husband, you'll be amazed. Doctors will try, but they didn't create your womb. Hallelujah. If the word of God can frame the world, the word of God in your mouth can frame your world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say with me, say my voice. Say my voice will be heard. And whatever I say about my destiny will come to pass in Jesus' name. If you believe it, say good amen. Amen. The Bible says, Isaiah 44, verse 24 to 28. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated the tokens of the liars, and making diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confoundeth the word. He confirms the word of his servant. When you speak the word of God, God will confirm his word in your mouth. Not only that, and perform it. The counsel of his messengers that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. Therefore I declare, wisdom assembly, grow. I say, wisdom assembly, grow. I say, wisdom assembly, you are blessed. I say, wisdom assembly, you are blessed. Wisdom assembly, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus. And to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretcheth forth the heavens alone. He says he will confirm your word. He's not going to confirm your silence. It is your word. God is waiting for you to speak. Tell your neighbor, speak. Can you imagine? You go to a court of law and they are discussing about jailing you. And you stand there like number one. And you never say anything. Even the judge will say, to the accused, does the accused have anything to say? And then you keep quiet. Guess what? You are going to jail. Amen? Because if you can't use your mouth to deliver yourself, nobody will deliver you. Even herbalists use the word of their mouth, incantation. They wake up in the morning. They stole it from the church. And those who are supposed to be benefiting from speaking are silent. You are waiting for somebody to come and lay hands on you. You are waiting for somebody to, my pastor will pray for me. I will pray for you. If you like, don't pray for yourself. And then some of you, you will now send money to somebody and say, fast for me. So they told you, me too, I don't know how to eat. Right? They will collect your money and eat it. They will spend it, lavish it on their family. And your situation will still remain the same. Huh? You can't be a lazy Christian who can't labor for his own destiny just to find a word that is commensurate to your situation in the word of God. God says you are the head and not the tail. And you are still going and still going about as if you are going to be begging all your life. I stop that in Jesus' name. I say I stop that in Jesus' name. That is total nonsense. Somebody say that is nonsense. I'm not a beggar. Somebody, oh, come and say it like you believe it. I'm not a beggar. I'm a distributor. Distributors always have to distribute. One characteristic of beggars, they never beg for what will satisfy. You see them on the roadside, able-bodied man and woman, and carry black. Hungry, please. Can you spare change? Change will not change your life. Praise the Lord. Placard will not change your life. That is why I get angry. It's good to help the poor. You can feed the poor once, maybe twice, but you can't keep on feeding him forever. Let the poor too wake up. Give the poor the potential to be rich. Let the poor too go and walk. Paul said, if you don't walk, you won't eat. Don't be a beggar all your life. Don't be waiting for people, hand me downs. When God says he will use people, make sure that you say, Lord, use me. Or when we say, God bless you, the Lord is going to bless you, and all your mind is thinking about your rich uncle somewhere, God is going to wake him up. He will send money to me. Why don't you pray that God wake up your own destiny? And that you'll be the one sending money to people. It is important to know and have faith that as you speak, something will happen. Something must take place. You can't keep on allowing that situation to go on that the same way. Jacob held that angel. He held God and said, I'm not going to let you go until you change my life, until you bless me. This situation must change. This circumstance in my life must change. My life cannot continue like this. You wake up early in the morning. How can a poor man who has nothing sleep all day? You can't even pray. That today my situation must change. Today heaven must visit me. Today I must be in the right place at the right time. Today the Holy Spirit guide me, direct my affairs, lead me to the place of my blessing. My situation must change. Lord, I've been failing. I can't fail again. I can't fail again. I must not fail again. My situation must change in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Matthew 11 verse 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist up until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And it's only the violence that take it. Violence in prayer. That take it by force. Satan is sitting on your goods. And you are begging him. God is going to make him get up. I know. I have faith. Faith means act. Satan, get up. Get up from my goods. A strong man is sitting on your promotion. You are saying, well, one day, very soon will be many years later, if at all it happens. You are in the same job, the same position, no promotion, no advancement. Let's thank God. At least, I mean, I was being told of somebody that I know back in England. He was very close to me then. You see, if you don't respond to the teaching you are hearing, nobody can help you. If you don't act on the word of God, nobody can help you. This brother, the same council flat he lived in and got married in, as I'm standing here talking to you, that's still the same place where he is. Council flat, going to 20 years in the same council flat. Even if they curse you, get out of that curse. Don't curse yourself. How can you be content with, well, the Bible says contentment, godliness and contentment. How can you be contented with poverty? All your friends are buying houses. Some of you, how much you are paying for rent is enough to pay your mortgage. But you look at, you don't see any positivity around you at all. That I'm going to make a move out of this place. If I'm paying a landlord, let me pay myself. Do you know? Because if you buy your house and you are paying your mortgage, guess what you are doing? You are paying yourself. You are paying yourself. Because by the time you finish paying that house, all that money, who owns it? You own the money. But now you are paying somebody who will wake up and serve you notice and say, you know what? We have sold this change of management. And then management will come where, and say, well, we have increased it by 25%. And then you start running to church, pastor, help me. Oh. You need Bakan to wake up. Venture out! You have a job. Who says there's no mortgage out there for you? In case you think, well, he's just speaking. When we bought our home, I didn't have a salary. And the salary of my wife was nothing to go by. But she came home one day, and I said, we are buying our house. She too was like, how? I said, you don't worry. We are buying our house. He went to the bank. The bank manager said, well, I'll connect you with the broker. The broker said, well, as it is, there's nothing I can do. As if he had finished the sentence. You know, you sit down in front of somebody and you are looking. And under your breath, you are Maseke Proska. Father, thank you for my new house. Thank you for my new home. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And the guy, he didn't finish that sentence that I can't help you. But I'll find somebody who can help you. He sent the document to somewhere in St. Louis. That person till today, I didn't know him by face. And that one called and said, okay, I'll do my utmost to help you. It was like play. The realtor, I said, show us houses. We gave him the price range. We got to this fine neighborhood. And we saw this house was a foreclosure. Run down inside. My wife said, this is not the place. I said, this is the place. I can see it. What do you see? I said, see past all these rubbles. Don't worry about this rubbish. I said to the realtor, I said, how am I going to be calling you every day? Because sometimes I want to go and check back. He said, okay, I'll give you the combination lock. So he gave me the combination of the door. So I called a company. Then Home Depot used to rent dumpster. I said, give us dumpster. They brought dumpster. house I have not signed a paper for. I went inside. I began to take out the carpet, take out the rubbish. Thank you, Jesus, for our home. Thank you, this is our home. I tore down all the kitchen. I tore everything down. I cleaned it. I put them all in the dumpster alone. In the night, in the morning, neighbors will pass by when the garage door is open. Oh, are you the new owner or are you working for? I said, this is my house. I'm your neighbor. The day the realtor came and said, oh, let's go and see again. He nearly fainted. What have you done? I said, yes, I cleared my house. But you have not signed. I said, I'm going to sign. It's our house. Then, the least anybody could get was at least 6%. The man called from St. Louis. I said, I got you 4.5%. He said, really? Awesome. When he calculated our mortgage, it was less than by $100 and a change what we were paying for rent. I said to my wife, I told you, this is our house. Now, I am tired of that house. Now, I said to you a few months ago or a couple of weeks ago, I said, my new home is going to be purpose-built. That is to say, we are going to buy land. And we are going to design it and say, this is where we want our bedroom. This is where we want our chair. Because when I look on HDTV and somebody has a bedroom that they have a settee inside it and they have a table inside it, who says I can't have the same? And you know the funny thing? When it happens, don't be jealous. Because I have the faith to speak it into existence. And I'm sowing the seed for it. I'm sowing the seed for it. When is it going to happen? I don't know. But is it going to happen? Wait and see. You know how they say, watch this space. I'm going to come on this same pulpit and say, well, praise the Lord, though. Our address has changed. Maybe we are going to be neighbors with Brother Ade or Ekoya. Or we are going to be neighbors with somebody in Lee Summit. Or somewhere. Somewhere nice. And closer to church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible says in Mark 11, verse 23 to verse 26, for verily I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, mountains by eyes, by looking, they are unmovable. There are situations in your life that look like mountain. It looks as if this thing cannot change. And people around you will tell you, this cannot change. Immigration is tough. You don't have your papers. And they say, well, you have to keep on hiding. How can you, a child of destiny, be hiding all your life for your own sake? The law will change. Amen. Some people don't even believe it. It has never been done in Egypt before for a foreigner to become a prime minister. It has never been done before. But it happened. I say, because of you, the law will change. And it will change for your own benefit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are at work and they have set a limit on how far you can go. This very moment, I remove that limit. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, I remove that limit. Every limit that has limited you from being promoted, every limit that has limited you from being taken higher, I take off that limit right now. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Say, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. Some people will tell you, well, God hears all kinds of prayers. I don't doubt it. But have you ever seen somebody who is desperate and they shout in silence? Hello? You are desperate and you want to cry for help. They will think you are ready for asylum. Huh? You need help. And you are psychedelic. Help me. Can somebody help me? You know how they say in worry? You go stay there. You need help. How do you shout for help? Help! So that somebody 10 blocks away can hear your voice. The cry of desperation is a loud cry. Did you hear me? He said, he shall have whatsoever he saith. How best can I tell you this? Jesus said, use your mouth, use your word, whatever you desire. You see this obstacle, speak to it. Tell it, you can't remain like this. I can't stop but use myself, my testimony, even if I have to repeat it every day on this pulpit. Got to the hospital, the gynecologist said, ma'am, I'm sorry, from what I'm seeing, you can't have a baby. And when doctors say those kind of things, a lot of people just believe it, bangam. They swallow it and start crying. We cried. And we had to wake up. Am I not serving a living God? Every day, lay hands on my wife's womb. Whether she believe or not, at least me, I believe, I know. I say, be fruitful. Be fruitful. As I'm praying, I'm walking. As I'm praying, I'm walking. As I'm praying, I'm walking. I'm praying, I'm walking. I'm praying, I'm walking. Show me your faith. I will show you my faith by my works. And that was not the time for my wife and I to fight. No fighting. Bang down one day. Bam. I'm pregnant. As if that was not enough. She said, well, this one cannot be the only one. There must be, if God had done it before, he would do it again. Huh? And this time around, I'm like, don't be greedy now. Huh? Yeah, I mean, what? She said, I want another one. Suddenly that afternoon, she just called me from a meeting with my uncle. She said, it's time. Oh, let me tell you something. When your blessing come, better be ready. I said, when your blessing come, better be ready. When your blessing, I mean, initially it caught me unawares. And I'm like, I better satisfy this woman before she stressed me. I was the unjust judge. But I better answer her. Beggar! It happened again. And we both said, you know what? Enough is enough. Praise the Lord. I say God will give you more than enough. The God of the exceedingly, the God of the abundantly, he will give you more than enough. Somebody believe it, shout a good amen. But then there is a proviso. The reason why some people's declaration and prayers have not been answered is simply because of your heart. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a thief of destiny. Unforgiveness steals destiny. Don't let your heart be filled with bitterness. Don't let your heart be filled with hatred. Let love rule your heart. Let love rule your life so that your prayers will not be hindered. I'm still amazed. Jesus left us an example. He hung on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. The same people who hung him on the tree. The same people who were beating him. The same people who were making fun of him. He said, forgive them. They are ignorant. They don't know what they are doing. No wonder I led captivity captive. Because if Jesus had declared there, kill them, one angel was enough to massacre everybody. And you see, when your heart is sending a negative dagger to somebody else, and you are praying to God, Lord, help me. You know the story of the servant who owed the king and begged for forgiveness. The king forgave him. And then his own fellow servant, who was owing him 1,000 times less, he now said, carry him, bring him, choke him. Choke him. You are benefiting. But yeah, you can't benefit somebody else. You want to shut the door of benefit. I pray that that door will not shut against you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see, I come to understand by scripture. If you take time to read the book of Job, Job chapter 20, from verse 5 downwards, he said the triumph of the wicked is just for a time. So evil is programmed to self-destruct. Evil is not forever. That person who thinks he has authority over you is not forever. But if you want to accelerate it, open your mouth. Open your mouth and speak to those evil situations. Say, minus me, you can't come near my home. My home is sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Calamity is far from my dwelling. Evil is far from my home. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative situation is a temporary situation. The Bible says, only whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be permanent. And God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, the thought of good and not of evil, for you to have a hope and an expected end. Every good thing God has done in your life, I declare them permanent today in Jesus' name. Is somebody getting something? And the Bible says, Luke 21 verse 15. I love this scripture. It says, for this is God speaking to you and I. Jesus said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Mouth. How many of us have mouth? Raise up your hand. Are you ready for the next one? In case you don't have wisdom, receive wisdom today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you have mouth and you have wisdom. He said what? With all your adversaries, all your enemies, all your limitations, everything contrary to your liking shall not be able to gainsay, and they can't resist it. Do you know that from today, no enemy can resist what you say? If you believe it, say good amen. Speak. Let your words change your situation. You don't like what you are seeing. Change it. Don't think, well, they are cursing me from my village. Let that village catch fire. God saw chaos. And he said, no, I want order. And he command order to come into place. When you wake up in the morning, let me tell you something. This is what I do. Before we do our general prayer in the morning, 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., I've already prayed. By the time we are done, my family and I, we still pray. Throughout the day, I still pray. Spontaneously, whether in my car, whether in the bathroom, no matter whatever I am doing, I am making declaration over my life and over my family. And I'm making declaration over you as well. Jesus said, all things are ready. The table is set for you, but you refuse to wake up in the morning. You refuse to connect with the corporate anointing and pray over your life and declare your destiny, commanding your day. And you leave your day to chance. You are satisfied with the way everything is going on. 2015 will not leave you the way it met you. I said 2015 will not leave you the way it met you. You close your mouth, you change nothing. Two people went to the same market to buy the same thing. One paid less, one paid more. You know why? Because the one who paid more. How much is it? $25. Just brought it out. And the other one. How much is it? $25. How can this be $25? This can be more than $10. Okay, pay $15. No. Let's meet in the middle. $12.50. Okay, pay. You saw that advert. Two people buying the same clothes. From one store, the other person paid more. And from the other store, another person paid less. May you not pay for what is free. I say, may you not pay for what is free. You see, if you don't speak, God has nothing to act upon in your life. Whether for yourself or for your children. You see, as a parent, speak over the lives of your sons and daughters. Whether they are near you or far away, send forth the arrow of the word of God into their lives. You don't like the association they keep. That association, set them on fire. They would depart by themselves. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 62 and verse 1, it says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. I won't keep my mouth shut. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Why? Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp upon it. That is to say, I won't keep quiet. I will not keep quiet. Even though they say I shouldn't say, I will say. Even though they say I shouldn't speak, I will speak. Go and ask Bartimaeus, who is no longer blind. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And people around him who love to see him blind and begging, say, keep quiet. And the Bible said, the more they say keep quiet, the more he cried. Until Jesus stopped and Jesus said, bring him here. The same people that said quiet are the same people that said he's calling you. In the face of all who are detractors in your life, God is going to raise you up. God is going to pay attention to your situation. If you believe that, shout a good amen. Proverbs 18, verse 20, the Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied. How? By the fruit of his mouth. A man's belly shall be satisfied by what he says, and with the increase of his lips, he shall be filled. A man shall be filled by what he says. Tell your neighbor, ask your neighbor, what are you saying? Come on, tap your neighbor, what are you saying? They said four pastors from Redeemed Christian Church of God have been to Kansas City before. And they left. Because they said it was difficult. When I heard that, initially I was shaken. Say, God, why me? Then I said, well, they may have left. I'm not going anywhere. There's blessing in this land. And I want to announce to you that in this land, you will find water. I say, in this land, you will find treasures. In this land, you will find benefit. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe, you shout a good amen. You see, God is not a respecter of person. And it's not about location. Huh? In the same place others are groaning, I declare over your life that God will satisfy you. I say God will satisfy you. There are places people find stone. In the same place others find gold. You will find gold. I say you will find gold. Stop looking at the impossibility. Start seeing the possibility. Stop speaking the problem. Start declaring the solution. I step out of my home today and I step into favor. I step into blessing. I step into breakthrough. Every day. If your child comes home and says, "Mommy, somebody is bullying me," begin to teach your child to make declarations. Huh? The Bible says in Psalm 18 from verse 42, as they hear of me, they will answer me. He says, they are strangers. They will come out of their places. The moment he sees me, he will become afraid. Maybe the first day, they still come, bra, bra, bra. Can you imagine? Let me tell you something. There's an ignorance in Satan and all his agents. A bully standing before you, bam, bam, and you say, "You have a demon, and I'm going to cast out that demon from you." Masi praseteli and aboska imbro soto. What do you think he will do? Who doesn't understand? He will say he's crazy, right? He will run. From that day, he becomes cautious around you. When they see you coming, you start speaking in tongues again. Mazigori and erebos. Every bully, die. Every bully against me, die. Every opposition against me, die. Your life catch fire. He will spread the word. Say that, but leave him alone. You know, you have spoken with authority. Don't let your challenges, the challenges of life, don't let them take your voice. Huh? Like somebody said, your warfare will determine your welfare. Your warfare will determine your welfare. Speak. Tell your neighbor, speak. Come on, say something. Somebody speak. Every situation is changeable. Only the word of God and God himself is unchangeable. The Bible says, Proverbs 1:19 verse 89. It says, "Thy word is settled forever, O God. Thy word is settled." Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Bible says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, who will condemn? Thou shalt condemn." Not my pastor will condemn. Not my prophet will condemn. "No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, thou." If you don't believe me, come on. Show us Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Isaiah 54, 17. Did you see that? "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, who will condemn?" Who will condemn? You. You. You will condemn. I will condemn. Not somebody else for you. You are responsible for every enemy that rises against you. When the enemy rises up, God says he will raise up a standard. How can the standard of God be raised up if you don't call the standard of God to rise up? Somebody says, speak. Somebody says, speak. You're going to speak in a minute. Let's rise up. I'm not done yet. But we're going to look at this scripture. And we close. Because my time is fast spent. I'd like to show you It's a scripture I've mentioned earlier, but I want to show it to you again. Psalm 18. It is one of my favorite warfare scriptures. Psalm number 18. How many of us are ready for warfare? If you are ready for warfare, say good amen. I say, if you are ready for warfare, say good amen. Psalm 18. I'm going to read from verse 42. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Not God, you. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. How? And thou hast made me the head of the heathen. Did you hear that? Amen. You that your manager is an unbeliever. God says you are the head of that man. Amen. Act like it. Declare the word of God over him. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. He said, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. They hear, right? How can they hear? When you speak. When you speak, they hear. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. Poverty is a stranger. Sickness is a stranger. Lack is a stranger. Confusion is a stranger. I want you to speak and begin to command every strange thing, everything that is not supposed to be in your life. Open your mouth and declare, I have shown you the secret. I have spoken the word of God to you. Begin to command those things out of your life. Whatever you don't like, tell them to go. What you want to see, command them to come. Command them to come. A few days to the end of the year, declare that your year will end with success, that your year will end with joy. Declare that you will not embark on a journey of no return. Declare your breakthrough. Declare that every limit against you is broken. Use your mouth to declare. I'm just giving you suggestion, but I am not you. You know yourself better. Open your mouth and speak it. Open your mouth and declare it. You graduated. You are looking for job. Other people are begging for job. Open your mouth and declare that you are not going to beg for any job. What you need will come to you. That God will place you in the right place, even at the right time. That your business will come to fruition. That business you have been pregnant with will come to fruition. Somebody needs to declare that the vision of God within me shall not be aborted. The baby I'm carrying in my womb shall not be aborted. My dreams, my desires shall not be aborted. In this land, open your mouth. Open your mouth that you are going to make it. Open your mouth that you are going to break through. Open your mouth that you are the head and not the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus, declare allowances. You are prevented from death. You are prevented from accident. You are prevented from tears. You are prevented from failing. You are prevented from falling. In the mighty name of Jesus, breakthrough is my portion. Every day of my waking life, when I wake up, I step into solution. When I wake up, I step into breakthrough. My wife steps into breakthrough. My sons and daughters, they step into breakthrough. Wisdom assembly, the spirit of buoyancy, the spirit of blessedness is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, nobody in wisdom assembly shall die. We will live and not die to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Everyone connected to us, one way or the other, they will break through. They will have joy. They will have peace. Their feet will not fail. Their feet will not fall. I declare my destiny vibrant. I declare your destiny vibrant. I declare the destiny of Wisdom Assembly vibrant. Listen to me. You are the prophet of your life today. Open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. Not just here alone. When you go home, speak. On your way home, speak. Before you sleep at night, speak. When you wake up in the morning, speak. Open your mouth and declare. Declare what you want to see in your destiny. When I travel, I will not embark on a journey of no return. 2015, you will not leave me the way you met me. 2015, you are crowned for me with joy. You are crowned for me with success. You are crowned for me with plenty. Where men say there is no way, I declare a way open for me. Ebrezu gagali ataza. Imblendes keteliada. Marebo bobo robo sande. You that you have failed before, I declare today you shall fail no more. Maziguri ande leboskaha. Imblendes ketelian ramaskande. Somebody declare, abundance awaits me in 2016. Abundance awaits me in 2016. Abundance awaits me in 2016. Wisdom Assembly, abundance awaits you in 2016. Biriboro sotoliaga. I am the head and not the tail. I am an overcomer. Every weapon formed against me, I nullify them, I cancel them, I command them to be nothing. Every evil eye looking at me, I say, let the fire of God begin to burn you. Let the fire of God begin to blind you. Every negative heart against my destiny, I say today, you stop beating. I declare war by the blood of Jesus. I declare war by the blood of Jesus. I call for my destiny helper. I say, come from the north, my destiny helper. I say, come from the south, my destiny helper. I say, come from the east, my destiny helper. I say, come from the west, Masia Katesi, Imbrendes Ketelia, Ligorobo Sotoriande. I declare that this day, this moment, turn into a testimony for me. This day, this moment, turn into a testimony for this church. So shall it be. Begin to thank God. Begin to give him praise. Begin to give him glory. Begin to give him hallelujah. Ebra zodogo rianda. Imple de zegede yabobo. Ibra zataka. Ekla dos koto bregeyende. Marababababa.